Graeme, it was a really tough week for the football club, but what a big lift today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough week, especially for the staff, you know. You know, players are players. I think that they did hurt when Gary was, you know, left the club. But the staff, you know, because we had a promotion with him last year, which, you know, when you go through that, you know, it's brilliant. And then the way things have gone this season with the games all being a bit like that, really, and we've come out the other way. So, you know, it's relief, but obviously relief for the football club because we need to win football matches.
Yeah, the players will obviously have that bond with Gary, and they would have been hurting this week, so it would have been very difficult to lift them today, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was a good thing we had 2 days to prepare for the game, and probably a good thing that we were away in the hotel. You know, we trained at Birmingham, then came down last night, and we'd been together. I think it'd have been a home game, might have been even more difficult to get them right. But by the time they went onto the pitch, I think you saw they were determined to do it for him and do it for the football club. You know, we've been doing this all season. Adam Bogdan did have to work hard and make saves in the first 20 minutes, and that usually gives you a platform to win the game. But then we haven't won games, but today we've done it, and I think we've set a precedent today, certainly in away games.
It's been a long wait for that away victory as well, and it was a hard-working and gritty performance at times. You know, you were really resolute and you worked your socks off, and it was a lung-busting run from Gomez to get that goal.
Yeah, like I said, they have been doing that all season, and I think lost 4-3 at Forest and 2-1 at Bristol City, so they've only been odd goals, and we all know in football that's, you know, that's the name of the game, but we've been pretty close and probably played sometimes a little bit better football if you want, but I thought we had signs of playing, you know, we did knock the ball about a few times and that, and but when you play against, you know, Neil go back a long time, you know you're going to be stretched by this style of play that they have, and we prepared for that and we've got the result.
The Wigan fans that have been here today will be looking forward and wanting to know what the future holds. You've got a free week ahead. Do you know any more about what will be happening over the next week?
No, I think there'll be a manager by next Saturday. I'd be amazed if there wasn't. You know, I think, obviously, being in the Northwest, I think just about every big name in the Northwest, you know, ex-player has been linked with the job, so it's down to them to do with the necessary, and then hopefully the club then obviously moves on.
Yeah, and you mentioned the backroom staff as well. It's not just about the players, it's about you personally as well. It's you know, it's your livelihoods, you know, Joe Parkinson and Peter Atherton as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said before, when we, you know, obviously we got promoted in Gary's first full season, and you know, you go through the highs and lows, and then you come out, and I think we won the league at Blackpool, and you know, the celebrations were fantastic, and then before you know it, the summer's over and you're into a tough championship, and the fixtures look a bit more difficult, but that is football, and he was probably just you know, maybe a couple of results of still being here, but I think he knows. Well, I know it. Once you get going to this side of the fence, it's tough. But I spoke to him yesterday. No doubt he'll be probably the first one to ring me to congratulate us. He wished us all the best this morning. So that's the type of guy that he is. But, you know, the football club comes first, and we've got to get out of trouble.
Yeah, and just finally, what does the new manager inherit here? What are the foundations that yourself and Gary have put in place?
Well, he's got a fantastic group of players, basically, and probably, you know, you look at the stats, the fit, the good players, but technically good players. We've had problems scoring goals, so we've got to try and work. The hardest thing to do in football, so he's probably got a bit of work to do on that side of it. But, you know, if we have to scrap it out, hopefully till January, then we can see if he has any, you know, clout to go on. Bring in some players, but the lads are having a go, and that, you know, I don't think he'll ever be able to complain about that, whoever he is.